just wait and see. Don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by, watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea. Don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends. Gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my freedom, God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Third and final hour of Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network this Monday, April 27, 2026 edition. Joining us on the show right now is the author Rick Randall, Road Trip, the Good Words Book for Success, Likely to Succeed A through Z. Good morning, Rick.
Good morning, Randy. Thanks for being here.
Yes, thank you for being here. And I wanted to let you know, over the weekend, Vicki and I had some conversations about some relationships, people that she works with, family members, all kinds of things. Issues came up regarding relationships this weekend. Yeah. Our grandson, he was so proud. He went out to dinner with us on Thursday to show us a picture of an engagement ring.
Oh, wow.
Yes. And, he wanted us to be some of the first to know. His parents, her parents, of course, and us were the first to know that he had plans for the weekend on Saturday to take out his girlfriend. They've been dating for quite a few years, and bought an engagement ring and had it all planned. He told us the whole story. And we're sitting here Saturday afternoon waiting patiently for her FaceTime on her iPhone to ring. And sure enough, there's the picture on the screen and little Miss Mia with her hand up in front of the lens, in front of the camera, showing us the engagement ring on her finger.
And so she said yes.
She said yes. Yeah. And they were with big smiles and we congratulated him. We love you guys. They love us. And it was really cool. Well, there's some other things happening. I have a cousin who's in the affordable living, independent living facility down in Macomb County. And I'm having to go down this Friday after the show and move him from one housing project to another one. My 90-year-old mother, she can't take care of him. So we're moving him into another facility, and there was all kinds of relationships going on with the nurses and the doctors and, you know, just getting all that lined up ready for him to go. Well, this morning I open up your book, Road Trip, the Good Words Book for Success, and I turned and opened up to page 62.
Oh.
Loyal.
Yeah, there's a good one.
Faithful, steadfast, true, constant, reliable, trustworthy, dependable, staunch, and firm. That sounds pretty good. Loyal is an essential part of all relationships. Relationships, right? Mm-hmm. And I'm word. Like, it is a great word. Be loyal to yourself. Be loyal to others. Loyal will never let you down. And then your poem. Success is loyal. Loyal is a necessary commitment. You know, loyal is strong and makes relationships grow. Loyal is an idea not to be misunderstood. Loyal is solid and feels really good. Be loyal. Add strength in all that you do. Loyal makes us strong, me and you. And it's like, it was so interesting. Why did I open up your book randomly to that word and how it ties in to basically everything I dealt with over the entire weekend of relationships?
You know, it's so cool.
We're going to wrap it up here in about a minute. I ate up most of your short segment, but I wanted to share that with you and the audience.
No, that's a great story. So I can make this pretty quick. Life is all about relationships, is what Mother Mary said to me. Cultivate and nurture your relationships, and you will travel more successfully. In the end,
there you go.
Yep, Mary.
We'll pick it up on the other side. Yep, all about relationships. Hey, Rick, we'll be right back. Short break, guys. If you have any questions, text them to me. 231-360-5140. We'll be right back.
Hey, everybody. It's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. SlimFast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days, without any exercising. Then I met Missy of MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com. Follow my journey with Missy and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
Maybe you're looking to sell an old firearm that's been sitting around the house just collecting dust. Or maybe you've been thinking it's time to upgrade to a newer model or caliber. Either way, the place to go is Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey. Pistols, rifles, shotguns, they buy and sell pretty much anything that goes boom when you pull the trigger. Except rocket launchers, they don't buy or sell those. So if you're looking for a new firearm or just want to sell old Betsy, you're sure to get a fair price and friendly service to boot at Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey.
If you have pain in your back, neck, shoulders, hip, knees, wrists, or feet, Dr. Gary Willey's Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic laser treatment for you. This technology takes away pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience robotic laser pain relief at a special new customer price. Call us for fast relief Monday through Wednesday to learn more and to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Gaylord. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens in Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Staying through the break is the author, Rick Randall. And Rick, I apologize. I ran way too long and we ran up against that break.
Okay.
Could you back up that statement that you started quoting? Because that sounded exactly applicable to what we were talking about.
Sure, sure. I'm going to back up even a little bit further. So one of the words in the book is relationships. Loyal one you nailed earlier, but relationships. It's a connection, links, bond, friendships, energy with people. There's a good part of that. Energy with people, places, and things. Human relationships, relating one person to another. Relationships are a cornerstone of your success. You know, your relationships are the most important relationships, and I lead that to friendships. Relationships and friendships are the most important parts of your success story. Relationships are built with others based on trust, you know, mutual respect and honesty. There's a good way to say it, too, respect. You know, a lot of us don't really, maybe I'm speaking for myself. Sometimes we don't appreciate what the word respect actually means. You know, respect is what allows you to be quiet when other people are talking. Have you ever spoken with anybody and they are so excited about what they're going to say that they're not really listening to what you're saying, you know? And so they're anticipating that you know, here's what I want to say. But anyways, so create positive relationships with one another. You never know the value of each person and how you might impact each other's lives. All of us have value and need each other. Relationships occur when you figure out why. Care about people. That's the beginning. And let get to know them. Learn what they are about. People, friendships, connecting, networking. Life is all about creating and maintaining relationships. So here's the poem that goes with it. Life is all about relationships, is what Mother Mary said to me. Cultivate and nurture your relationships, and you will travel more successfully. People are important. Relationships add more meaning to the trip. Relationships add more light to life, can help to right the ship. Cherish your relationships. They are necessary for your success. Good relationships in your life make the road trip good, better, best. I was in a furniture store. When I was out in Montana, and Isaac, my young buddy, was looking for a couch and a chair, and there was this gentleman, and he was sitting in one of the chairs, and I laughed because that was kind of my role. Isaac was doing the shopping, and I was testing the chairs. Well, he was testing a chair, and I just said hello, and I met one of the neatest guys, and he was an Air Force veteran, and he was a walker. And he had walked France to Italy, and he'd walked California, Appalachian Trail. He was into walking. And the reason was that he walked like he did was because he had a leg injury in battle. I think he was over in Baghdad. Anyways, he'd gotten wounded. And in the meantime, he rehabbed his leg by walking miles and miles and miles. And then he says, I'm going for a knee replacement. And he says, so as soon as I get that done, then I can go walk the next trail he was going for. But it was only in just a few seconds of just saying hello and established a relationship. I gave him one of my cards and said to stay in touch. And so, you know, I've done that many, many times. And it isn't like you're just suddenly the best of friends. But in the meantime, you've established a pretty cool relationship, and he lives in Great Falls, Montana. And you never know who you're going to meet and what their story is. And I think that's such an important part of the word respect is that you have to be, well, that was going to be one of my other words this morning, was open. You know, you have to have an open mind. You have to be open to meeting other people, you know, and you have to feel comfortable with yourself. And you just want to, you know, Desiree said, if you talk to somebody about themselves, they'll think you're the best conversationist in the world. And they will literally talk to you for hours. And really, you're just asking questions about who they are. But open, begin, connect, commence, start, initiate, airflow, open, come on in. Open-minded. That's the important part. So start all things with an open mind. Start with the word, yes, I am open. Be open to possibilities outside of your box. Your box, that's the house that you think in. Get a bigger box. Open your mind and open your heart, and you will open the door of your success. So my poem for that is, success is wide open. None of us know everything, quite a bit to know. Our mind must stay open for us to grow. There is so much to see and to learn and to do. Keep an open mind and new ideas will come to you. Keep your mind open and you will like what shows up. An open mind is successful, even adds a little luck. And then, of course, mind is the other word. And you go, okay, mind. And what is your mind? And so here's Rick's definition of mind. I called it your house. Your mind is your house for your thoughts. Your thoughts are the seeds from which your future grows. Think about that for just a second. And I think it is so important to realize that your thoughts are the seeds from which your future grows. What you think about comes about. And so your thoughts are so important. And that's a big part of what the book is about also, is that your words write your thoughts. And your thoughts can come from all kinds of places, right? You know, we don't know where thoughts come from. I mean, you have some 64,000 thoughts a day is what they say, and they say a lot of them are repeat thoughts. But in the meantime, you can only hold one thought in your mind at one time. And so when you think about that, then if you have a thought that shows up, you have to evaluate the thought or assess the thought, and you go, does that make me feel good? Does it make me feel not so good? What does it make me want to do? You know, what's going on in my thinking? And that's the power of words, is that with a bag of good words, and that's what the book is all about, don't put bad words in your bag. So if a thought shows up and you go, hey, it doesn't really make me feel good, or it's not consistent with what I'd like to have happen in my life, then the beautiful part is, with a bag of good words, is that you can rewind, rewrite, and replay a better thought. And so your thoughts are so important. And then, again, when you write them down, Randy, we've talked about this several times, is thoughts are goals, thoughts are things you want to have happen in your life. And so writing them down, and I was reading something the other day again, and it just went over that one more time and said, write them down, read them, think about your life. And that's another word in the book, was think, but think about your life. And then that takes me to the word possible. And so that word's not in the book. That's coming in the next book, I found out. I say I found out because I found the word possible, and I thought, that's a great word. We got to put that in there. But possible is potential, contingent, conceivable, thinkable, imaginable, hypothetical, credible, worth consideration, reasonable, compatible, admissible, cognizable, doable, capable of being done. It's a great word, possible, and possible leads to potential. And so potential is, P stands for possible, O stands for optimistic, T stands for think, E is energy, N is now, T is tremendous, I is imagination, A is attitude, and L is love. All of those words are so important for your life experience. I guess I'll have to back up for a second and mention this, is that you know, your life is really supposed to be a good experience. And that goes back to relationships and the relationships in your life and the people that you know and who you're going to talk to today, and can't wait to see so-and-so. And you know, how do you go about your day? Even at the gas station, you're pumping gas. We drove down to Indianapolis. Actually, we're in Paragon, Indiana today. And my friend Brian and I, and Brian lives on his organic farm, and he's one of the most generous guys that I know, and he and I became just fast friends a few years ago, and we started just hanging out, and he grows incredible garlic and carrots and onions. Onions are bigger than softballs, you know, and it's all just delicious, but he starves for a little social interaction, and so it was fun. We went to the gas station and went into the store, and I come out, and he's got quite a conversation going with the people next door that are pumping gas also, and he's got, you know, he's got a kind of a captive audience because they can't leave till the gas stops pumping.
Right.
So, so he's like, Rick, you got to meet these people. Well, he didn't really know their names. I said, hello, how are you? You know, but I'll tell you what, it just warms people up. You know, and again, you never know who you're going to meet and how you might interact. We're working on the 4th of July, world's largest cherry pie eating contest. And so David Phillips is my friend, and he's the guy that did it. And so now it's 50 years later. And so we're going to have he's going to tell the story and exactly what happened. And it's a fascinating story. I mean, world's largest cherry pie was 14 feet across in diameter, you know, and it was 2.5 feet deep. It had 5,000 pounds of cherries. It was a, I think it was a 10,000, no, what did we have? 7,000 pound pie, you know, the 4,900 pounds of cherries. They spread the powdered sugar with a helicopter, and they baked this pie. And he just refused to believe that nothing was, that it was, that it was not doable, you know. And sure enough, he got people, Medusa at the time was what they were called, now they're St. Mary's Cement, but you know, they made the oven for him. And then Willoughby, I think, was I don't know if that company's even still around, and they made the pie tin. And so he was able to get all of this kind of done, and contributed to the end result. And like you say, they had about 10,000 people in town that day. And I think the goal was is to feed the masses with cherry pie. But he believed impossible, and he wasn't going to stop it, no, by anybody. And he just kept asking. And then what's even more amusing is 50 years later, he's thinking that people forgot about it. And they're actually in Charlevoix, the big I-10 in the oven, and people stop and take pictures all the time. But, you know, he's 84, and he's thinking, that's my legacy, and among other things. But he said, that's kind of my legacy. And I said, well, we gotta pump it back up again. So he was all in on that. So he's flying from Tucson on the 3rd of July, and we're going to have that story. But the word possible, it goes with the word yes. You know, how many times do you hear the word no in your lifetime? And right? No. And how many times is no said before anybody ever really thinks about what, you know, what yes might be or might do? And so I'm a big fan of the word yes. And I mentioned that before about I gave yes to a friend of mine for their birthday. I put it on a yellow sheet of paper and, you know, a Sharpie marker, and I big bold three letters, yes. And I said, try this word. You're going to like it. But I was going to talk about a few other things. We're running out of time, but I have 38 things that I wrote down, and it's all about just 38 things to live by. And so I'll just start with one of them that's real important. Dale Carnegie said, don't criticize, condemn, or complain. You go, okay, don't criticize, condemn, or complain. You go, how would that change our conversations, right? I mean, if you're not criticizing, condemn, or complaining, what else are we going to talk about, right?
So, got to be positive.
Yeah, you know, why don't we start with just what's really good about it? And,
right.
And, you know, when you, here's, you know, don't let the negative few overwhelm the positive many. That was Jimmy Parker. When you look up, you go up. You know, if you can conceive it and believe it, you can achieve it. That was W. Clement Stone. And that's so important, is that, you know, get a visual. You know, that was The Secret, was about the vision boards. And they created vision boards for your life. And that was the movie The Secret, and Jack Canfield. And then he assisted the lady that actually gets credit for writing it. And I don't remember her name so much, but I do know Jack Canfield. But you know, they said things that you want to have happen in your life, you know, look for a picture, create a picture, draw a picture, find a picture, and put it on this board. And that's similar to writing things down. You know, you put it on this board. And I did that. Years ago, before we even had a place on the lake, I was thinking about a boat. And I got a picture of this guy water skiing behind this boat. And I put that next to my desk, so I'd see it every day. It was on the wall, and I'd see this guy water skiing. And the fun thing about it was I'm thinking, that's going to be me one day, you know. Well, shucks, the next thing you know, we're putting an offer in on a house on the lake. And then we didn't get our boat right away, but a couple years went. And we went and finally, well, it was better than that even. I put the house on the lake, and my buddy says, hey, if you buy the hoist, he says, I'll buy the ski nautique, right? So I didn't even have to buy the boat. I bought the hoist. That was, I don't know, $3,000.
Cool. Yeah.
Anyways, it's just neat how it all comes together. But it starts with the conception of an idea, and then absolutely believe it, see it, believe it, and you'll ultimately achieve it. And again, the timing of things is, God's timing is always on time, but looks like our time is closing soon. But
yes.
I'll just leave you with, say yes, have an open mind, and be positive.
Amen. And, amen. Excellent. Good job. Hey, I'm going to give out the cover. If you text me RT Road Trip, I'll send you the cover of the book and a link to buy it on Amazon.com. Greatly appreciate Rick Randall being with us. Thank you, Rick.
Thank you, sir. Have a great week, you guys.
Bottom of the hour news break of hour number 3. We'll be right back.